Okay, Clefable. All or nothing. Metronome. Splash. Of all the moves you could have used, you used splash. And now you fainted. It's okay, Clefable. You did your best. Good job. Well, you win. I guess that's what I get for relying on the roll of the dice, huh? But it was pretty close, right? I don't think I've had a battle where both sides needed all 6 Pokemon in months. Let's heal our Pokemon, and then I'll get you your winnings. Okay, now for your money. Oh no. No, 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 crap. I forgot. I spent all my spare cash buying Clefable her Moonstone. I can't pay you. No, I'm not going to just forget about it. I owe you. If things were reversed, I'd be dragging you to the nearest ATM. It's at least 2 days to the next town, and I'd be going back the way I came. There must be something I can do to pay you back. I've got it. Follow me. A little further. Yeah, this should be far enough. Okay, stand behind that tree. What's the matter? You're a big, strong trainer, right? You can't be scared of a pair of cute little Jigglypuffs. Well, not that little. More like Wigglytuffs. You want to touch them? You can. Just help me out of their Pokeballs. Yeah. Just reach around and unhook it. There you go. Nice, huh? But I know a lot more moves than just Flash. Like... Sweet Kiss. So, did that make you harden? Oh, who's that Pokemon? I think it's an Ekans. Oh no, it's an Onix. Let's see what the Pokedex has to say about it. Yeah, you caught me. It's my phone. Take it. I've never seen such a big Onix in the wild before. I want photos. Now, every trainer knows that the best thing for a wild, untamed Pokemon is lots of love and attention. And I wouldn't be much of a trainer if I forgot about using the balls. But my Wigglytuffs are special. They know a move other Wigglytuffs can't learn. Rap. You look like you're about to use Explosion. I hate it when that happens to Pokemon I want to catch. Why don't we give that a little rest, and you can give me a helping hand. So, who's that Pokemon? Well, it is a cute pink pussy. It has to be a Skitty. You want to introduce it to your Licky Licky? Yeah, the two seem to get along very well. I didn't think ghost-type moves worked on normal Pokemon. But your lick is super effective on my Skitty. It's using Soak. That's enough. If I don't ride on that rock-hard Onix soon, I'll have a serious case of frustration. Yeah. Use that horn drill, and I'll use... Constrict. Get up. I want you to pound me from behind. Oh yeah, really slam into me. Shh, shh, shh. Look, someone's coming down the road. What are you doing? Don't pull out. Just be quiet. Oh, they're just kids. If they turned, they'd be looking right at us. Oh, fuck. Okay, they're out of sight. That was close. You ready to finish this with a bone rush? Use double slap. Oh, that's a critical hit. Faster, faster. Use extreme speed. I guess I just used hyper voice. But now it's your move. You're gonna hydro pump all over me? Or do you want me to use my meowth? Yeah? I'll swallow all that liquid ooze. I guess you could call that my draining kiss. All right. I'll stop with the pokey puns. I'm surprised you didn't tell me to stop sooner. Aside from my awesome puns, you enjoyed it, right? I mean, I'm not saying I'm the very best, like no one ever was, but I think I'm as good as fucking as I am at Pokemon training, and I'm pretty confident in my Pokemon training. I feel kind of guilty about those kids, though. I hope we didn't scare them. Maybe they'll think it was just the cry of some rare Pokemon. Could you hand me my bra? Thanks. So, where are you heading? You never said. Really? I haven't gotten that badge either. I don't suppose you'd be interested in having a traveling companion? Great. It's getting kind of late. Let's set up camp. No, don't bother with that. My tent's big enough for the both of us. I'll set it up, you go get Whoop for the fire, and after dinner we can discuss having a rematch.